I used to suck, like, even more than I do now, right? And I would be waking up late, sleeping super late. And the common stuff that most people go through and most teenagers go through, right? But I always wanted to be better. And I always knew I could be better. And I was anxious. I was probably quite lonely. This was like around like lockdown time, like 2020 and onwards. And I was like super skinny. I mean, I'm not fucking massive now, but I've definitely got a bit bigger, gone to the gym and stuff. And yeah, I just like didn't really know what I wanted to do. I mean, I was going out with my camera in nature, but I wasn't that fulfilled. And I wanted to change that. And I didn't really know how to change that. And I wanted to leave my hometown. I wanted to explore the world. I wanted to, you know, meet new people, meet more like-minded people. I didn't want to just go to the pub every day. I didn't want to just drink every weekend and destroy my sleep and like chase girls for like no apparent reason. So I started to change, and I always felt a bit different to people, but I'm sure a lot of people that are watching this feel the same. I think that's a human part of the human condition, where you don't feel that similar to people. And we pretend to with small talk and with, you know, talking about the weather. If you're in the UK, that's a classic. But I feel like a lot of people crave a deeper conversation, a deeper connection. But we're too scared to ask the deep questions, ask the uncomfortable questions. And a reason why it's good to start a podcast is you have free license to do that. And yeah, I just was a bit of a loser. I was anxious. I was skinny. I was eating like shit food. I was like going out in nature, but I wasn't working out. I wasn't meeting new people. I wasn't talking to new people. And a few things I did that helped was, one, go to the gym. So after a breakup and after being rejected by a girl, I was like, fuck this. I need to start going to the gym. And a lot of my buddies were going to the gym at the time. And I remember like when they were going and when other people were going, I was coping. I was using cope and saying like, oh yeah, gym bro. Yeah, that's just like toxic masculinity, when it's just not. And I was doing that because I was insecure and because I was skinny and probably low testosterone and thought, you know, only like idiots go to the gym. But then I started going, right? And after about 6 months, so I was starting in April, maybe 2023. So in year 13, which was quite late, a lot of people go to the gym when they're much younger than that. I mean, I went to the gym in like year 9. For like a few weeks, but I had no idea what I was doing, didn't gain any muscle. But I started going consistently to the gym, started off at like 4 times a week. And during that period, from about maybe April to August, I started gaining a bit of muscle. And I used to have like really long hair and I used to be like really skinny and stuff. And I cut it back a bit shorter and yeah, just became more confident in myself. And this was just before uni. So it was perfect timing, really. And then I went to uni and then started going to the gym even more, like every single day, maybe like resting, like push-pull legs rest. And it did wonders for my confidence. But a lot of people get to this stage and then they stop there. Like, you know the person in the gym, or you know the person who's like super jacked and they still are like a degenerate. They still drink too much, they still vape after they go to the gym, they still stay up late, they still go clubbing. And like, if you want to do that, like, that's fine. But a lot of people force themselves to do that to try and fit in with the crowd, and that sucks. You know, there should be an alternative to that. And I didn't want to be like that. I mean, I went to uni freshers week, went out a few times, didn't drink much, got given a few free shots by people, but other than that, I didn't drink too much. And then I was kind of like, fuck this. Like, I don't want to just be a degenerate who goes to the gym. Like 99% of people that go to the gym at our age, at like 18, 19, 20. And yeah, I decided to not go for like a short-term mating strategy and try and find a long-term girlfriend. And I got lucky, and that's what I did. You know, I found someone who I'm still with, and that definitely gives you focus as a young guy. Oh, fucking hell, the sun's like not on my face, so I'm gonna be like half shaded. Wait, let me squeeze forward. Am I still in shot? Yeah, still good. That gives you so much focus. Like, if you get into a long-term secure relationship as a young man, that really, really keeps you focused. It stops you from going out. It stops you from, you know, looking for a new person to like get with every single weekend. And like a lot of people like say they like going out for like the friendship, to be with their friends, and I'm like, of course that's the case. But even if that is the case, at the back of 99% of people's minds, there's always that not even afterthought, but thought that they might get with someone. And like the chance of meeting your girlfriend in a nightclub at 3 a.m. is quite low. Obviously you might meet your future wife in a pub at like 10 p.m. but if you're into self-improvement and you want to improve yourself, do you think it's a really good idea to get with someone when you're both under the influence of alcohol? Probably not. It's probably better to get with someone who doesn't do that thing. If that's what you don't want to do, if you don't want to drink and you're going out and going to the pub because you're lonely and you want to meet a girl, it's probably not a good idea. Whereas if you do like drinking and you do like going out and you want someone who's aligned with that, then that's fine. But I'm talking to the person that goes out because they want to meet someone, but feels like they have to go out to drink to do that. And I promise you that's not the case. It's obviously much harder to cold approach people in person, but with my girlfriend, my partner, I did it in the middle of the day on the university campus, stone cold sober, and just had like a normal conversation. Like, she's half French, so we started talking about I asked her where she's from because she had a bit of an accent and she said France. So then like I just started waffling about France because, you know, I love it, I go there all the time. And it's that easy. Like, you just treat them like a normal human being, and it's just like reps, I guess. I obviously was like nervous doing it, but if they're a normal human being, which they probably are, if you go up to them and just like ask them a few questions about themselves and let them talk, then they're going to respect you either way, even if they say yes or no. And remember, it's like, it's her job to reject you. So going up to a girl in the coffee shop isn't wrong. Going up to a girl on the university campus isn't wrong. I think it's actually worse if you go up to a drunk girl at 3 a.m., to be honest. Like, it's a bit more weird, even if you are drunk. Like, that should be a normal thing. And like, our like post 2020 like generation struggles so much with that, even if you're in your 20s. Like, that's the good thing about university, is you get to become a new person and you leave your hometown. Because when I was back in my hometown, you know, you think you have this like reputation, or you think everyone knows you and there's no new people to meet, no new girls to meet. But once you go to uni or you leave your hometown, no one knows you. It's a blank slate. You can just be the person that you want to be without the judgment, because no one has these predisposed beliefs of you from like 5 years ago. And to be honest, like, no one actually cares about you anyway. Like, no one's thinking about you. So if you're having these limiting beliefs, like, oh, I'm really upset and I like, I want to meet new people, but I just feel like I'm going to be judged, or like, oh, I can't go up to that girl that I knew from 5 years ago because like, I was like an idiot back then, and she'll probably think the same. Like, no, she's not. She doesn't think that, and no one's thinking about you to begin with. Like, everybody just thinks about themselves. And if you like fell over in the street, for example, you're going to be thinking about that for the rest of your life, but everyone's going to forget about that within 5 minutes. It's just how it goes. And we overemphasize the importance of ourselves because that's like a survival tactic, right? Am I actually in shot right now? Yeah, I am. So yeah, but I went to uni, long-term partner, and that just keeps you grounded. If you have like a stable, secure relationship,